Genesis 21, I want to talk about Sarah in her weakness. She said to Abraham, verse 10, cast out this handmaid and her son. Now, cast out is the word for divorce. Cast out or divorce this handmaid, Hagar, and her son, for the son of this handmaid will not be heir with my son, Isaac. One thing I love about the biblical histories is that they are absolutely psychologically credible. Remember the story here, she had been barren all her life, and so she said to Abraham, well, why don't you have sex with my servant girl, Hagar, and she'll have a baby, and well, that can sort of be mine kind of thing. And that's what happens, and of course, it doesn't work out. It's psychologically set up to be a disaster, and so it was, really. And yet she's so bitter here, and then she does get pregnant by God's grace, and she has this child that she's obviously very obsessed with, and you can just hear that bitterness in her voice. Cast out this handmaid, and her son, not our son, not your son, but her son, for the son of this handmaid. She can't bring herself to mention Hagar's name, will not be heir with my son, Isaac. You can just hear her voice. This is absolutely credible that a woman living thousands of years ago did actually say those words, and they are recorded for us in the scriptures. So a lot of the so-called history of other nations around that time is so exaggerated and is so full of the wonder and heroism of their ancestors, their forefathers, that it's all very exaggerated, whereas biblical history is not like that. The weaknesses of people are emphasized, and there is no hint that words are being put in her mouth. You can just imagine this. This is psychologically credible to the end. So, was she right or wrong? Well, she was wrong in her attitude. She, as I say, talks about Ishmael as her son, the son of the handmaid. And yet God says to Abraham in verse 13 about Ishmael, he is your seed. He is your seed. Don't forget both Ishmael and Isaac had received circumcision, the token of the covenant, and very similar promises were in the end made to both of them. And all right, it was Ishmael who chose in the longer term not to be part of God's purpose, but I believe he absolutely could have been. He was Abraham's seed, as God reminds Abraham here in verse 13. So Sarah, on one hand, was absolutely wrong. This is sort of absolutely typical anger, wrong behavior. Yet you come to Galatians in the New Testament. Galatians 4:30 quotes her words here, and Paul says, well, what says the scripture? Cast out the handmaid and her son. This is quoted as scripture. And he builds under inspiration a whole story on this, that this woman, Hagar, and her son represent, as he says, Israel after the flesh, the earthly Jerusalem. And just as Ishmael was to be cast out, so we know that the prince of this world, the leader of the Jewish system, was to be cast out. John 12 says that. So, her attitude was wrong, you know. You used her, you used Hagar just as I had told you to, and now, well, it didn't work out. Divorce her, get shot of her, get rid of her, chuck her out into the desert to die. She was wrong. And yet her words are quoted. Now, I think you see there how God works. He works through the weakness of his people. There is another example of this. When the angel first appears and tells Abraham that at this time of year I shall return and Sarah will embrace a child, we're told that Sarah laughed and she said within her heart, shall I have this pleasure, my Lord Abraham, being old also? Romans 4 is very clear that Abraham was impotent at this time. In her heart, she said, my Lord, Abraham, being old also, pretty sarcastically and cynically, said in disbelief, and she is rebuked for that by the angels. Why did Sarah laugh? And she said, oh, I didn't laugh. She did. She lied. She lied to God. Yeah, Ananias and Sapphira were struck down dead in a moment for doing that. And yet, look how the New Testament uses that. We're told that Sarah is an example, to be an example to sisters, to believing women. And she is the mother of us all. And we are again directed towards her in Isaiah to look to the rock from whence we were hewn, Abraham and Sarah, to follow in their steps of faith. And we're told that the old women of the past women of faith called their husbands Lord. And she is quoted as in a very positive way, that she called Abraham her Lord. But when did she do this? The only recorded incident is when sarcastically, when she's told by, she hears the angel saying that you and your husband are going to have a child, she's like, phew, I doubt it, my Lord, being impotent, I doubt it, and me, being a really old lady, I very much doubt it. And yet that is quoted very positively with approbation that she called her husband her Lord. So what are we to make of all that? Well, I think it just shows that God focuses on the positive. And this is very difficult, isn't it? When we see human behavior that is bad, we are inclined to just chuck the person out, just like she wanted to chuck out Ishmael because he was teasing and ridiculing Isaac. You know, he was only, what, 13 or whatever? And I mean, it was, put it down to childish misbehavior, and that Hagar despised Sarah. Well, Sarah, what do you expect, woman? I mean, look how you used and treated her. And now you get pregnant and you're all sort of totally obsessed with your kid. Do you not think she's going to despise you? Do you not think that's an unreasonable, unnatural reaction? And yet, despite that, God sees the good. God sees the good and likes to take note of that and max out on the good. Now, this very positive attitude that he has to his children when they are in weakness, in their moments of weakness, this is a pattern for us. This is how we should look at each other. It's this which will enable human relationships in Christ to abide. Because otherwise, if we are focused on the failure, if we're focused on the misbehavior, on the hard words, well, you are going to just write a person off. But you see, God didn't do that to Sarah on two occasions, at least. This occasion here, when she yells, cast out, divorce this handmaid and her son. All right, God uses that, picks that up and uses it. Even though she was wrong in many ways in her attitude. And likewise, when she mocks in her heart, shall I have this pleasure, my Lord being old also? She is rebuked. But the fact she called Abraham Lord, that is focused upon and praised as so positive. Now, as I say, if you were to have those attitudes to those with whom you have difficulties, particularly those whose behavior generally is very wrong in certain ways, you would come to a far more manageable situation with those people. And often this is so true in domestic life, and more so when it comes to relationships in Christ. We've got to treat others how God treats us. Let's face it, if you are humble, you will recognize that you mess up, that your behavior is not right at times, very wrong, in fact, at times. And yet God does look on the positive with you. And if that is how it is, and it is like that, then this is how we should be treating others.